Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jeff Hathorn going to be joining us momentarily, our sports director. He'll be out at OTAs today, walking around the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. He's brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. Call Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. And he'll be on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We had someone tweet in, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoor, and you can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Lamar won his second MVP the minute they fired Greg Roman. Josh Allen looked horrid until they fired Ken Dorsey. Yeah, I mean, there are examples of quarterbacks doing better with better offensive coordinators. There are also examples of good quarterbacks carrying bad offensive coordinators. But the crux of this whole deal is, what's the bigger addition for the Steelers? Is it Arthur Smith or is it Russell Wilson? I think I'm always going to err on the side of quarterback. Like, I would rather have a good quarterback than just a good schemer. Again, there are exceptions. The Shanahans of the world, Sean McVay, I mean, they were able to do some things. And Brock Purdy, I don't think, is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Like, scheme does matter. I'm not going to pretend like it doesn't, but I'll always take the quarterback.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Matt Stafford, I mean, the quarterback, if you have a really good quarterback, he is the schemer. So take that for what you want.
Well, and Sean McVay didn't win a Super Bowl until he exactly. got Matt Stafford.
Exactly.
So what you want is both.
You want both.
You want both.
It helps a lot. But, I mean, if you have a quarterback, like, they can be the schemer. You don't really need a legit offensive coordinator. You just need a placeholder, basically.
Mm-hmm. Just don't have a boob. Like,
exactly.
Don't have a Nimrod.
Right.
Like, Nathaniel Hackett was so bad that Russ Wilson did better when Nathaniel Hackett wasn't there.
But you think Nathaniel Hackett made Aaron Rodgers better?
No.
Right.
No, I don't. And there are examples, again, of quarterbacks who are good lifting bad OCs. Like, Mike McCarthy gets some level of credit for being this offensive guru, but I've heard NFL people describe his offense as it's not all that complex or avant-garde. Like, you've got Dak Prescott now, who we know can pile up statistics. You had Aaron Rodgers before that. Like, it doesn't always have to be that complicated. Would you rather have the quarterback or the coordinator? I think the best quarterbacks in football would all be drafted ahead of the best schemers in football.
Yes.
If you put them all in a draft. No doubt about that in my mind. 412-928-9370 is the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Callis, pulling the curtain back here. Do we have Jeff? He's talking with him right now.
I think we do, yes.
Yeah, I was concerned. I was a little bit worried about Jeff. Jeff always prompt.
So he was connected, then he disconnected, then he called me and said, I keep freezing, so here he is on the phone now.
Oh, okay, very good. Jeff Hathorn joins us now on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Mirror, mirror said no video today. So I don't know what the deal was.
That's okay, buddy. We don't need to see
technology.
You. We just need the dulcet tones coming through the speakers here. So you got OTAs today. How excited, scale of 1 to 10, are you? And sunblock level, what are we working with?
Sunblock is probably the same excitement level, 50. No. there will be sunblock. Listen, I do want to see, like, there are things you want to see in OTAs. I want to see how Russell Wilson interacts with the offense, how Justin Fields kind of fits in. You know, what are some of the athleticism of some of the receivers? You know, how does Patrick Queen kind of fit in with the defense? But, you know, you're not going to get, you know, there are many guys that have looked great in shorts or have looked bad in shorts, and it's been quite the opposite in training camp. So, I mean, there are some little things. Obviously, the one thing that we won't see is 97.
Jeff, there are some things that you can find out in OTAs, and it's more with the skill positions because you could do more with skill position players because you don't really need pads. Offensive line, you can see how guys move. You can see where guys are going to be placed. Like, you know, Fotanu, is he going to be a right tackle? Is he going to be a left tackle? Is Broderick going to be a left, right? You could see those things. But out of the rookie skilled players or the rookie players that aren't D or offensive linemen, who are you looking for to see how they may translate to OTAs in almost real time of NFL football?
Yeah, I think the eyes are going to be on the Wilsons. You know, how well does Roman Wilson run patterns? How, you know, does he understand the little things, the nuances that go with being wide receiver? What does that athleticism look like? I mean, he saw some really good catches at Michigan. He just didn't have a ton of opportunities. And on the other side, without being able to fully hit, what does that athleticism look like with Peyton Wilson? You're kind of, I think most fans are intrigued. You see the combine numbers, you see some of the things on tape. Like, how is that going to translate to the NFL? Because that thing in your mind, like, man, this dude could be a steal with his speed, his ability to cover tight ends, and even at times receivers. You know, can he be in the box? Is he physical enough at the NFL level? Some of those things you won't see, but you will be able to see the footwork and his speed and his ability to cover guys in OTA. So I think those are a couple of the guys that you really get to know. You mentioned it with the offensive line, and I do think at times Tomlin's going to mix and match, and I wouldn't be surprised if first reps Dan Moore goes out with at left tackle, but that doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be when the season starts.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, you mentioned Cam Hayward in your first answer. Do you think there'll be a single guy when asked about Cam after or before practice that'll have a single negative thing to say, or do you think they'll all understand?
Not only understand, but support, I think, will be what you'll hear about Cam and how, you know, this is the way you have to negotiate. TJ did it. You know, Minka did it to an extent. Deontay did it. I know he's no longer there, but I mean, they've seen it. The guys that have been there, the rookies, I think, will have an understanding. Hell, rookies now, they've gone through more contract negotiations than some of the veterans have through their time in college. So they kind of get how this is a business, not just at the pro level anymore. So, yeah, I don't think there's going to be anyone that has an issue with Cam not being there. And I'm sure we're going to hear the phrase, well, you know, it is voluntary.
Jeff, do you anticipate Dante Jackson rolling out with the ones at the cornerback spot?
I do. Because of his experience, and I mean, really, as of now, I mean, there's no depth guy where you're like, okay, this guy's knocking at the door. I mean, they're going to rotate guys through, and there'll be times where Dante, probably as a veteran, will get reps off, or who knows. I assume he's going to be there for most practices, but again, he doesn't have to be. But yeah, I do think Dante will be there, and barring some late add, I know the former Ravens corner is, you know, he'll be in the mix, but I do expect Dante to start, barring, you know, just a horrible camp, which on many levels you hope doesn't happen.
Jeff, one thing that is probably going to be interesting to you to see and could be a little exciting is the new kickoff rule, because, I mean, special teams work in OTAs is probably just the same amount as offense and defense. So you'll probably see some glimpses of how that new kickoff return and kickoff rule and, you know, scheme will be rolled out, and maybe we'll see some guys back there that maybe were talked about a couple weeks ago.
I wish we could shoot video at that point of Danny Smith, because, you know, he's going to be – he's already fired up about stuff, because there's going to be mistakes made. He's probably going to yell up, what are we doing here? Like, what is this thing? because it's a whole new, you know, procedure for special teams. I've seen the rule. I don't know until I see it that I'll fully grasp how this thing is going to work. But you're right. That is something that they'll watch. And that is something that they're going to an extent, rep, because, man, these young guys, especially the undrafted free agents, they got to bring everything on special teams if they want a chance to have an NFL career.
Jeff, I am not enough of a professional to be a reporter. Obviously, you are as professional as they come. So here's my opinion on this, and I wonder if you agree. Like, if there was one guy I would want to talk to today, it would be Najee Harris. Who's the guy you most want to talk to or hear from today?
Yeah, Najee's one. Justin Fields hasn't talked yet. I want to hear what his mindset is. Like, is he looking at this as a home? Does he think he's in a competition? You know, what are his thoughts about being with the Steelers? Because, you know, obviously Russ, you want to, anytime it's the guy who's likely the starting quarterback, you want to talk to him. But for me, I really want to hear. I mean, I could name 50 guys that you want to talk to, but I think Najee's a good one, and Justin's a guy that I want to hear from. I want to get a feel for, does he feel like this is a place for him, or is this a stop for him?
Yeah, you've already convinced me that Justin Fields is the correct answer, and I'm moving now Najee Harris down to number 2 in my power rankings. I wanted your opinion on this too, Jeff. We discussed it earlier on in the show. Bigger addition for the Steelers this year, Arthur Smith or Russell Wilson?
Arthur Smith.
Whoa, why?
There's a story on the website. I did the top 5 additions, and Arthur is one, because if the offense doesn't work, none of this matters. Getting Patrick Queen, you know, whatever changes or additions you also make to the defense, if Peyton Wilson plays out of his mind, it doesn't matter. I mean, this offense has to be fixed, and he is the guy that's been brought in to figure out how to get more consistent, how to score points, how to work with these, you know, these veteran/new quarterbacks, you know, how to make sure that running game continues with some of the positives that we've seen. If Arthur Smith doesn't do his job and bring what they need, any of these other new additions don't matter. Obviously, Russ is important. Queen is important. Fields is important. Zach Frazier is important. Those are my top 5. But, man, Arthur Smith, and you hear good reports. I mean, you talk to Caboli and stuff that he's hearing as well about the excitement about the offense. And all that's great, but we're really not going to know until they go down to Atlanta.
Jeff, appreciate the time. You got that up on the website. Anything else? I'm sure it'll be filled with a whole bunch of Steelers today.
Yeah, a bunch of that. And there is a story on the Pirates about maybe some guys that are being blocked in AAA at first base with some other teams, that if they're not willing or able to make a splash move, there are some names to look at that might take over first base for the Buccos.
Very good. Thank you for your time as always, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. Very interesting that he would say Arthur Smith. I mean, it is going to make such a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Just to have somebody that I think does command respect too. And when you're a 3-year NFL head coach, and the reason you got hired to be an NFL head coach is because you were an elite offensive coordinator. I'm sure Falcons fans don't feel as good about him, but that's different. It's not the same skill set. Like, some guys are elite coordinators and it makes them elite head coaches, but I don't think that those things always translate.
Right.
Like, just because you call good plays or you have good scheme doesn't mean that you're going to translate to being a good head coach,
mm-hmm,
or a front office guy if you've got a role in that as well. We're going to react to some of what Jeff had to say coming up next. You and me had maybe our biggest old man moment, though, of our entire careers working together in the last break. My back's killing me. I got the arthritis. Saw my doctor yesterday. I got a follow-up appointment in the middle of June. I might be off that day, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to fix my back for me.
Yeah, you got to go to the doctor at 6 a.m.
No, it's at 5:47.
Okay.
And it's going to be a 4-hour-long appointment. So I'm not going to be able to be here that day.
Cool.
So I got my back issues. You threw out your back to the point where you can't golf today. You've already called off your golf outing. We each popped 2 Advil during the break.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good.
No.
We are appealing more to the younger listeners. The numbers reflect that. People are coming to our show in droves. We're actually old men.
Old
in our mid-30s. Mm-hmm. It's disastrous. We're going to react to Jeff when we come back. We got Are You Smarter Than a Plumber at 7:35.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Why does asparagus make your pee smell? Do you know the answer to that?
No.
I've been going in the stall instead of the urinal all day today because I'm really self-conscious about what I got going on.
It's funny that you think that, in your mind, that if you go into the stall, that it will just smell in the stall and it wouldn't permeate throughout the bathroom.
It ain't that pungent.
Uh-huh.
Could you smell it?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that? 412-928-9370 on the text line. I ate all the asparagus last night, and it is, I don't know what happens within the human body that makes it stink, but it does.
I just hope that it's like nutrients that are doing something good for you.
I would hope.
But I don't think it is.
My doctor yesterday, when I saw him for my physical, he said, you're good weight range, you're not overweight, not underweight, you're fine. Then he asked me what I was eating. Like, I gave him a full week, pretty much, synopsis of what goes into my body. He's like, yeah, you probably should be overweight. He said, you don't put a lot of nutrients into your body.
What do you eat, like, consistently throughout the week?
Yesterday, just as an example, for lunch, I had leftover Minio's pizza from the weekend, and I heated up chicken nuggets. And I had a handful of trail mix with M&Ms. And a banana. That was my lunch.
You're at an elementary school lunch.
Uh-huh. And then my dinner was leftover pizza and all the asparagus in the tri-state area.
You had asparagus and pizza?
Yeah.
Wow.
And squash. Yellow squash. Cut into medallions, baked, a little bit of salt.
What?
Yeah. Well, the doc said eat more vegetables, so I figured if I eat a bunch of pizza and then eat vegetables too, I'm okay.
Squash,
yeah,
asparagus and pizza.
I think the reason why I am not overweight is because I only eat two meals a day.
You don't eat much. Yeah. I've only seen you eat maybe a couple times, and I've been around you a lot.
I don't eat during the week, really. I don't eat until like noon.
I've never seen you eat anything here in the morning.
I'm accidentally, I think, intermittent fasting is what I've done to myself. So then I can go home and eat pizza, and I can drink 8 million beers on the weekends. Texter, asparagus breaks down into sulfur. Sulfur smells like farts. You're basically peeing farts. Is that true? Doesn't quite smell like that. No, it smells like asparagus pee. Right. You have asparagus pee.
Yeah, everybody does.
Callis, have you ever had a vegetable in your life?
Man. Well, yes, I have.
When you eat asparagus, same thing happens, right?
I don't really eat asparagus.
Okay,
so.
Very good.
I think I've had it once or twice, but yeah, I've experienced some symptoms.
Jeff Hathorn joined us in the last segment, our sports director, and he pointed us to the website, 937thefan.com, where he ranked the top five Steelers additions to the offense this year. And we've been discussing whether it's a bigger deal to have Arthur Smith or Russ Wilson. He has Arthur Smith as the number one addition to the offense. Let's put a pin in that for a second. His number four, it's not just the offense, it's additions this year. My bad, Jeff. So Patrick Queen was third. He has Russell Wilson four. He has Justin Fields two. And I haven't read this yet. I was too busy focusing on my urine this break to read the full piece here by Jeff. But here's what my guess is. Russ Wilson's not the quarterback of the future. Yep. Justin Fields could be.
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't read it either, but that's exactly what I'm saying.
Sorry, Jeff. We love you. We have you come on. You can tell everybody about what you wrote. We'll get around to it eventually here.
Unless Jeff throws in a little nugget where he thinks that Justin Fields is going to start at some point.
This segment now called Reading. He wrote, missing on Kenny Pickett as a first-round pick 3 years ago, a potential franchise quarterback at the cost of a conditional sixth-round draft pick. The trick is, after seeing how he fits the system and finding a contract that both can agree on, as Fields will be a free agent after 2024. Yeah, so basically he could be the quarterback of the future. What percentage chance do you give Justin Fields of being the QB of the future?
Well, pretty high. I mean, you're basically supplementing Kenny Pickett. Like, that's your first-round pick.
Right.
And it's a higher pick. There's more intangibles. And it does alleviate the process of having to find another quarterback in the draft. I mean, you know, when Justin Fields was picked, and there's going to be quarterbacks that we see this year. Like, Jaden Daniels might have a better year than Caleb Williams and might be a better quarterback. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah. But you're throwing darts.
You're throwing darts, especially at quarterbacks in the first round. So if you have a guy that's a former first-round pick – and you had a first-round pick quarterback, and you traded and swapped, basically. That's basically your first-round pick of a couple years ago. And you can pay, if you give him a small deal, you could pay other players and keep him around and make sure that he's your guy of the future and not have to go to the draft and redraft and actually have to try to find out again.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be three times within 5 years that you would have to find out if you have the guy. And I think that Justin Fields can be the guy if he is in the right situation, which I think this is a better situation for him with Arthur Smith and the way that he does operate. So everything kind of goes hand in hand, especially what we're talking about. What's a better acquisition? Arthur Smith, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. It all goes hand in hand. It really does at the end of the day.
Yeah, it does. And
Arthur Smith is going to be better for Justin Fields than he is for Russell Wilson, put it that way.
That much I absolutely agree with.
Yes.
100%. And so I asked Jeff who he's most looking forward to talking to today, and mine would have been Najee Harris because I want to know, all right, man, put your name on the record about this whole fifth-year option thing because we know what Zeiss reported, we know what Najee Harris's agent put out there on Twitter. So I want to hear it come from Najee Harris's mouth. But Jeff said he's most interested in talking to Justin Fields. I actually would now agree with Jeff. Like, Justin, I want to know, are they having contract discussions? How does he view himself? Where is this going for him in his brain? And I think we can base probably a lot of what we talk about tomorrow is going to be what Justin Fields says today. And that would be true with Najee Harris, but it's not quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And if Justin Fields says, oh yeah, we're working on a bridge deal, that's going to shape the rest of the week for us the way we talk.
Yeah.
And it's going to shape the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll come back to all of this, all the OTA primer you need right here on the Fan Morning Show a little bit later on in the program. But coming up next, Doran is back for it. Are you smarter than a plumber? We took 2 out of 3 last week, Dorn.
Nice.
We crushed it.
Nice.
Can we beat Southside Jake?
Wait, didn't we get all 3?
I don't remember.
We did get all 3.
Oh, well, we won.
There you go.
Because remember, I answered the first one right about home plate, and then you got the Stanley Cup's the oldest one. And then there was a third question that I'm sure we got right.
Yeah, we beat him.
Yeah.
And we'll try to beat him again. Coming up next, it is time for Are You Smarter Than a Plumber with Southside Jake of Southside Plumbing and Heating. Jake, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Dorrance, happy to see you, man.
You too, man.
I was a little concerned last week when you weren't there. You know, I thought the PM team might have took you hostage for that diss track.
There's no chance.
You know, I don't know.
Out of the 3 of us, you really think Doran is the most kidnappable? I would say he is a distant third on that list.
Hey, you could have like 3 or 4 guys. You don't know who's running their crew, man. They might have a crew.
Yeah, Doran's got cinder block shoes on, and he's at the bottom of the Allegheny.
They'd take me hostage, and then end up, I'd send out a video where I had them hostage.
Oh, boy.
All right, Jake.
Happy to see you back, Crowley. Happy to see you as usual.
Well, we absolutely wiped the floor with you last week, Southside Jake. I mean, you came and you were throwing haymakers, and we were coming back with the Tyson Wright hook. So what do you got for us this week? Are you smarter than a plumber?
I think I got one that you're going to know. I think one only. I think the other two, I'm on the borderline. But so our first question here, in honor of Game 7 in the NHL last night, who has the nickname of Mr. Game 7?
Justin Williams.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got me on that one. Oh, my God.
Good job.
Great, Crowley.
Is that
great.
The one you thought I would know?
No.
Let's go. 1 for 1.
His Game 7 records are 8-1.
Damn.
He had 8 goals and 7 assists in Game 7.
Holy cow.
Robert Horry of hockey.
Yeah, exactly right.
You're not going to know this one. There's no chance either, you two. On Sunday, this professional driver is pulling double duty by competing in the Indy 500, hopping on a plane, taking a 430-mile plane flight, and competing in the Coca-Cola 600 NASCAR race. Who is the driver?
Kyle Busch.
No.
Damn it. My mind starts going with Scottie Scheffler. I mean, he was driving. And then he also drives on the golf course. But you're talking about NASCAR. You're talking about IndyCar. I have no earthly idea. Jeff Gordon.
Harvick.
Jeff Gordon.
I'm trying to drive this NASCAR home in Pittsburgh because I'm a big advocate for it. And, no one is. But anyways, it's Kyle Larson.
I was going to say that.
1,100 miles in about 6 hours. That's pretty impressive. Only 4 other people have ever done it in the entire world.
I've got room for one Larson in my brain, and that is Bree. Do go ahead with question number 3 here.
All right, boys. PGA Tour, speaking of Scottie Scheffler, stuff like that. How many golf clubs are you allowed to carry in your bag, including a putter?
Oh, I should know this. Doran's counting. Doran's our golf expert.
16.
No.
Higher or lower?
Come on. You're talking how you wiped the floor with me last week, and now you want me to give you hints?
Callis, how many clubs in a bag are you allowed, PGA Tour? Throw a number out there.
5.
Son of a...
5?
I mean, come on. I mean, we get any better than that. 13!
All right, what's your guess, Crowley? This is you're the last hope.
I'm going lucky 13.
Oh, man, you're all over it. 14. 14, boys. 14.
All right. Southside right. Jake, we were unable to wipe the floor with you. Congratulations on all your trivia success. We will talk to you next Tuesday at 7:35, buddy.
Good stuff, boys. See you next week.
Take care,
see
buddy.
See you, Jake.
He didn't think I'd know Justin Williams. I wonder what the hell he thought that I would know about the other things.
I didn't know Justin Williams. Who does he play for?
Well, he's done now.
Well, who did he play for?
Los Angeles Kings and the hated Washington Capitals.
Don't remember them.
It's because the Penguins were always winning Game 7s against the Washington Capitals. 2009, 2017, bang, bang. Knew that one real quick.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
The golf bag one hurts me, though.
I should have known that.
We were around it. 13, 16.
Yeah.
14 was the answer. Callis comes out of left field with five.
Five.
My man.
I don't golf. Five. Don't make fun of me.
Five.
My man be out there chipping with his putter.
What five clubs do you think that he
had there? A driver, an iron, and a wedge, and a putter.
That's four.
That's less than five.
What was your fifth club that you thought was in there?
I don't know.
Can you name five clubs? You name four. Can you name five? Can you name another club?
Five iron. Does that count as an iron?
That counts as a...
I've never been golfing. I don't feel insulted by this.
Have you never golfed? You've never golfed?
No.
Driving range.
Yeah, but you use a driver at a driving range.
Not
I do that.
Time. Not all the time.
What? Why don't you take me golfing and educate me instead of teaching?
That was it's already a long round. Whenever you play 18, it's usually like 3.5-4 hours. If we went golfing, it'd be a 9-hour round, and I don't have time for that. Sorry.
No, it'd be like,
why would it be a 9-hour round?
It'd be
because
like
we'd
driving.
Have to teach you.
It'd be like taking your kid to Kennywood, and on the drive, they're going to ask you 765 questions.
Okay, listen. I know how golfing scored. I know how to golf. I wouldn't be good.
But
you
know
wouldn't
how
have
it
to
scored?
Explain to me. You would have to explain to me what to do. What clubs do I use? That's all.
You know how
one of the five.
You know how it scored.
Yeah, you have a par set, and if you go under that in your strokes, how many times you hit the ball.
Carolina for Justin Williams, too.
What?
He also played for Carolina. I omitted him from Carolina.
He wants you to stop talking, basically.
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Coming up next, a non-sympathetic figure may require some sympathy. Who? Why? We tell you next before we talk to Jason Mackey at 8 o'clock. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by... Piece of paper here. South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years into South Hills. Got a text from the Grand Poobah of all things sales, Nancy. She said, we need Callis to go take golf lessons and that be a going low video.
Tell her to take him.
Nancy's going to take you golfing, Callis. Yeah. How's it make you feel?
Yes.
I'm guessing all expenses
time.
Paid. Yeah.
Yeah. You have a great time.
Will there you guys go. Come?
No, absolutely not. No,
Nancy's going
to
take you.
Yeah, we will take the finished product. Once Nancy has taken you to golf and you've learned, not that I'm good because I'm terrible, but at least I know the ins and outs of the thing. Once you are good enough to come play with us and not annoy the hell out of us, we can all go together as a show.
Mm. Well, I could just breathe and annoy you, so that's...
Pretty good point by him. We're never going to go golfing together. Do you see what CT ESPN put out there?
Depends. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of things. I don't know.
This isn't medicine balls with phalluses attached. Yeah, this is nothing in the Shannon Sharp or Caitlin Clark realm.
Okay.
Said he's filing bankruptcy.
Oh,
Antonio Brown filing for bankruptcy. And I don't know if I believe it because I don't know that it would be his style to put it out there if he really was. I don't know that he would even know to do such a thing as file for bankruptcy. If that's the case, if he's broke, do you feel bad for him?
No. Feel bad for him? For what? He's broke because he's an idiot. He's broke because he has, he's ridiculous.
I do not feel bad for him, but he had a chance to really be a super inspiring story. Like coming from where he came from, the path he took to the NFL, the reason he was so good was because he worked his ever-loving tail off. And to become what he became, if he would have had his head screwed on straight, he would have been a great example for so many people that came up struggling. But alas, he's not. And I do think it explains some of it. Like I do. Like he didn't have a stable home family life when he was growing up. And so you fall into all this money and fame. And you become what he became.
Yeah.
So do I feel bad for him? No, not necessarily, because you're right. He did it to himself. I just think he could have been a good story.
See, I just feel like there's a lot of people that don't realize their actions affect other things. And whenever you're in the moment and you want to act a certain way, like you don't really realize that there are people that are attached to you and people that you're, attached to as well. And
I feel bad for his kids.
Exactly. Like, you forget, some people do forget that. Like, even, father-in-law, if he's out there, being wild or whatever, not that he is, I'm just saying, an example, like, I'm a part of that. And
bad reflection on you.
Exactly.
Like Mahomes' dad.
Yes, exactly. So it's like, and his brother. And I think that Antonio Brown doesn't really care about that. And there is a part of me that low-key, like, respects what he's doing right now. Now, I don't respect the things that he's doing. Like, I see everything that's going on. But I do respect the person that is like, if I'm a bleep hole, I'm going to be a bleep hole. Like, don't hang on the fence. Like, if you know that you are this type of person.
Don't be a phony.
Don't be a phony. Embrace it. Like, just tell people, I'm a bleep hole, and you're either going to accept me or not. And he's, like, he's leaning into being that type of person. And I do, like, a sliver of respect for people like that, even if they are bleep holes.
The CTESPN stuff is uproariously funny. Offensive as it may be, there is a lot on there that makes me laugh. And I don't hate to admit it. It's just, it's funny. Funny's funny to me. This part's also funny. Jersey Jerry, he tweeted out, and I met him at your softball event last year. Can someone explain why does someone file for bankruptcy? Can't you just go about your day and keep trying to make money? Why do you have to file? What does that do? Also, how does someone go bankrupt? Doesn't that mean you have no money anymore? Sorry, a lot of questions.
And he was being honest, I feel. I feel he was, like, for real, trying to get answers. I was like, Jerry, like, you're just opening yourself up for people to just absolutely dunk on you.
Can someone explain why did someone file for bankruptcy? It connotes the Michael Scott scene. I declare bankruptcy! Michael, you can't just declare it. Like, someone needs to get Jersey Jerry in Econ 101
a little
stat.
Bit. A little bit.
Where did Jersey Jerry go to college? We got to get him back.
Nowhere.
He got to go to night school.
He didn't go to college, did he?
He better not be filing. He better be spending his money well. He needs a financial advisor. Certified CPA, Jersey Jerry. Look one up, buddy. We're just looking out for you. Coming up next, the Buccos just 2 games back in the wild card, 5.5 back in the division. The window to win is open now. Are they going to start acting like it? Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette joins us when we come back. Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure, great incentives through May 31st at the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox, sunchevy.com. Today, high 85.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Anime Mayhem, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend. That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Mayhem, your anime destination.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.